972-6710. Blog
Talk Radio.
954-792-6710. Or go to the website at MRELEC.com. Tell them Steve sent you.
WWNN, Pompano Beach.
AM 1470 with even more of what you're looking for. Don't miss the Performance Nutrition Show with Dr. Jose Antonio and Carl Sanchez. Sunday afternoons at 4, only on South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, hosted by John Hollis. Some of our other guest hosts include South Florida psychotherapist Christy Summers, Robin Lynn Weinstein of Vegan Live Food Nutrition, and Daniel Lovers of the Serenity Group. Past guests include author and interventionist Ken Seeley of A&E's Intervention, Reverend Leo Booth from Spiritual Concepts, and the InTheRooms.com founders RT and Kenny P, and many others in the fields of addiction and holistic lifestyle, like Julian Whitaker of the Whitaker Institute, Dr. Clement of Hippocrates of West Palm Beach, and John Giordano of G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. The Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show can be heard Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m., Saturdays 4 to 6, and Sundays from 9 to 11 on AM 1470 WNN. We provide an interactive means of everybody getting involved around the world through Blog Talk Radio, InTheRooms.com, Facebook, and Twitter. For the best information in holistic health, call today at 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, today's show.
Crossroads, trying to read the signs to tell me which way I should go to find the answer. And all the time I
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, dedicated to your health, mind, body, and spirit. I'm Dr. Jason Ross. I'm a licensed psychotherapist, certified personal trainer, and on Saturdays from 4 to 5 p.m., actually today until 6 p.m., we're going to discuss fitness and nutrition. In the studio with me today is our producer, Dale Hansen, and Chris, our engineer. Before we get going here today, we just want to thank today's sponsors. First, we have the Florida Addiction Institute, Robert Gluck, attorney at law, and Jocko's Automotive. Remember, you can hear the Holistic Lifestyles Radio shows Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m., Saturdays from 4 to 6 p.m., and Sunday nights from 9 to 11 p.m. All of our shows can be heard right here on WWNN AM 1470 and on Blog Talk Radio. You can also hear the shows live on our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. We got a lot of ground to cover today.
I think so.
A lot of interesting topics. We're going to continue a little bit from where we started
and
off.
Before we take the break, tell the audience a little bit about yourself, Doctor.
I got to fill them. They don't know yet, do they? No, they got to fill them in.
You got to let them know.
All right, I'm a licensed psychotherapist. I'm a primary therapist at a residential substance abuse treatment center called Alternatives and Treatment, right here in Boca Raton, actually right down the road here. I've been training people in fitness and nutrition probably almost 15 years now. I think I started around 25, 26 years old. And while I'm not doing those two things, I get to dabble in a little bit of stand-up comedy. So I try to bring a little bit of the humor to psychology, counseling, emotional health, physical wellness, bring it all together, sort of a nice, neat little package.
Laughs can't hurt.
And the laughs can't hurt. The laughs tend to help a lot, because I think if we can laugh at ourselves, we can get through almost anything. We really have a lot of interesting areas to cover today. I want to talk a little bit about what we started with a couple weeks ago about the obesity epidemic and some of the ridiculous information and studies that are out there, among other things. And the other topic I really want to hit today is how to get motivated when you're really not motivated. I think there's so much information out there that's just misleading. People get too complicated with everything. I think sometimes we've got to pare off to the basics in anything you do. And for those of you who want to join us and call and ask questions, you can call us toll-free at 1-888-565-1470. Again, that's 1-888-565-1470. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back and get into it. Again, call us with the comments, 1-888-565-1470. We'll be right back.
The The Florida Addictions Institute provides training to become an addiction counselor, as well as providing continuing professional education. And they now offer interactive live online classes beginning January 2010. You can train to become an addiction counselor from your own home. For more information, call 239-573-0311. That's 239-573-0311. Or go online to www.fladdictionsinstitute.org. That's fladdictionsinstitute.org.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience. Have you been diagnosed with a serious disease? Tried alternatives to improve your health with no relief? Are you tired of the side effects of drugs? Looking for natural and safe remedies? At VitalFoodStore.com, you'll find an online screening system that will educate and guide you to the proper health and diet products you need to become and stay healthy. Organic vitamin supplements, plus safe and effective herbal remedies for hundreds of medical conditions. Whether you're a man or a woman, you'll find products that can improve your health. Go online to www.VitalFoodStore.com and click on Disease and Conditions. You can find holistic solutions to specific health needs simply by going to www.VitalFoodStore.com. That's VitalFoodStore.com, the internet road to a healthy life. Are you or a family member suffering from depression or extreme highs? Is your mental health issue complicated by drugs or alcohol? Atlantic Shores Hospital offers a complete range of mental health services and substance abuse treatment. Call Atlantic Shores Hospital today, toll-free, 888-771-2711, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, online at AtlanticShoresHospital.com. For a free consultation, call toll-free, 800-771-2711, Atlantic Shores Hospital, treatment for change.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lovers, toll-free, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads. Advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com to download our online media kit and be sure to look at the many reference letters online. Don't delay. Call Dan Lovers today, 877-799-8773, 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, dedicated to your health, mind, body, and spirit. I'm Dr. Jason Ross. I'm a licensed psychotherapist and certified personal trainer. And on Saturdays from 4 to 5, we discuss fitness and nutrition. And actually today, we're going to be going from 4 to 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. In a minute, we're going to get to Marty, who's a caller online, too, I believe, today. Today, we're going to talk about a few things. One is how to get motivated and stay motivated. There's really almost too much information out there, and I think people have just way too many excuses, unfortunately. And I think the general public, still, with all that information, isn't educated enough about the basics so they can just kind of get going with what they need to. Sometimes there's so much info, it's too overwhelming, and people really need to pare it down to the basics. And if you can do that, keep it simple, you know, the keep it simple, stupid principle, it works. But I don't think enough people really want to take that approach. They feel like it's basics. We're going to go to line two with Marty. Do we have Marty on the line here?
Hey, I appreciate you taking my call on this beautiful South Florida day.
Can't beat this, right?
Oh, my word. Chamber of Commerce Day out here. I probably have a lot of guys on the Beach Patrol listening, so I'll ask at least a decent question. I'm 53, and I'm losing muscle mass, and I'm really confused about loss of testosterone. Should I do shorter reps with a lot of weight or less weight? Could you kind of get into that and what food really kind of eat that's the best in the top 10 of, like, I hear spinach, you know, make the smoothies out of that, eggs, and I don't think chicken's that great for you, but a little confused right now because, like you said, there is a lot of misinformation out there. I'll hang up and I'll listen.
I can give you. Are you still there, Marty?
We lost him.
We lost Marty.
He's listening, though.
He's listening, though. Okay, probably had to get off the line. A couple of things to keep in mind. You know, depending on someone's age and weight, and again, I want to tell people, always get a medical checkup before you start any fitness program. Any. You should always get a checkup and get approved by your doctor. If you are looking to keep muscle mass, you need to get a certain percentage of your workout has to be doing muscle-building exercises.
Jason, this is Dale. I just want to slow you down a little bit. Now, I think that's real important. Most people would say, well, I had a physical. You know, this importance of going to the doctor. What's the concern there? I mean, literally like high blood pressure or something that could be just devastating, like a stroke, something like that.
High blood pressure, diabetes, even if you have orthopedic constraints.
I mean, it's not like they have to go through a total scan.
You don't need to go through a CAT scan, an MRI, a stress test. You don't need all that. Although, you know, it wouldn't hurt to do. We really, you know, I like to play to the side.
But
of
if somebody told me, you know, what I had to do to go, you know, before I start exercise, go okay.
Yeah, I think
I'll get back with you next week.
I think a lot of people, you know, back down right then. But
so, like you said, keep it simple. So tell them the basics.
The basics is anytime you're going to go into exercise, you got to get warmed up properly.
Mm-hmm.
A light cardiovascular exercise. It could be walking, could be biking. Jogging's okay. Some people do the elliptical machines. They're all good. Get your heart rate going gradually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people always go too fast, too hard into things because, you know, if we get out of shape, we think, well, I've got to make this up in 1 week. I've been eating poorly and not working out for 2 years. I'm going to fix this in about 2 weeks.
Actually, one of the benefits of the gyms, like the one I go to, is they do monitor your heart rate. Now, I don't know how accurate it is, but I think it's pretty close.
They're pretty decent.
At least it gives you an idea.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't try to. It's not like, see, I was the kind of guy that would always want to, you know, amp it up all the way. Figure more is better.
Yeah,
like that's the way guys think.
One is good, 100 is great, and
right.
You know, and I think that's where we sometimes have to pull back. It, you know, consistency is really one of the keys, especially actually if you want to build and maintain muscle mass.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, as Marty had asked.
Okay, so the next step.
The next step. Once you've done that, warmed up. Once you've stretched, your workload, which is, you know, could be anywhere from 10 to 30, 40 minutes. If you want to build and maintain muscle mass, you really need to spend the better part of that time doing muscle-building exercises.
Lifting.
So it could be dumbbell work. It could be bench presses. It could be machines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what I was going to ask Marty was, you know, based on age, orthopedic conditions, and general health and exercise history, you can sort of gauge where someone should be and what might be the best route for them to take. Not everybody wants to lift weights the same way. You know, if you walk into the average gym, you're going to find people lifting way too much weight. You hear these dumbbells
clunk,
I mean, drop. You know, like almost like
it's kind of out, like the cartoons.
Like, it's like straight out of Bugs Bunny. You know, and you feel like the San
like
Andreas
the
fault, just like an anvil hitting the floor.
Right.
So one of the things you try to do is obviously stay away from them, but lifting for consistency. So really, on average, if someone lifted weights during their routine for, let's say, 20 minutes a session, 3 to 4 times a week, they would probably build and maintain muscle mass because there'd be consistency.
Mm-hmm.
Too many people go where they'll work out, you know, 6 days 1 week, 2 the next, 1 the next, then 5 the one after that.
Now, what do you think about getting advice when you first go in, if you go into a gym, for instance, or even just go in a gym once and getting advice from a personal trainer to advise you how to do it right?
I'm the biggest advocate of that. I always think, ask for help. You know, in anything we do in life, you know, if we have kids and they're having trouble in math, we get them a tutor.
I'm leading up to something here.
Okay.
I don't have a huge body, you know, upper body strength.
Mm-hmm.
I was a basketball player. Mostly we did a lot of running, and that's the way it was. And so I see these guys, you know, the one that was on before me, he had it up to, you know, 150 pounds,
yeah.
And I'm like 240. And I'm thinking, well, I can probably push it a little because otherwise I'm just a total wimp.
You
got to get that out of your head.
You got to check the ego at the door. You really, everybody does. Not you, but we all have to
this
do it.
This is total confession time here.
It's okay. This is the way it goes. Everybody, you know, personal trainers end up with the same kind of confession almost that therapists
get. I would guess the idea is to build up to more weight.
You build up gradually, slow and steady. And that's what a lot of people get away from. But what happens is when they don't do that, they're more likely to get injured. If they're
mm-hmm.
more likely to get injured,
no doubt.
And they do, they're going to be less motivated to go back.
Well, it hurts.
It hurts. It hurts a lot. But, you know, once you hurt yourself,
mm-hmm.
you think in your head, you say, this ain't so great. I'm not getting much
yeah.
benefit out of this. Why would I go? I could stay home.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot better stuff on TV. But that's where people get in trouble. So I'm a big believer, start slow, consistency. And then you get the frequency, which is how many times a week you get it. Most people can really get what they need. We want to remind people that if you want to call us and ask your questions, please call us at 1-888-565-1470. Again, that's 1-888-565-1470. So I think a lot of people get away from the basics, consistency and frequency. If you have those two principles in place, most everything else you work towards will come.
And being the guy I am, when you say frequency, oh, that means 3 times a day.
yeah, 3 times a day, right. If everybody exercised 3 days a week, every week, week in, week out, there would be no issue with obesity or diabetes probably
yeah.
in this country. Pretty darn close anyway. We do not have the consistency because everybody thinks, because there's so much great information out there, that you have to do 1 to 2 hours a day in the gym. You don't. You have to be consistent. If you can even get 10 to 20 minutes, but you can do it consistently, mm-hmm. you can get benefits.
So what you're telling me is doing 4 hours on Monday and then waiting until next month to do it again won't quite cut it?
That's right. You can't disperse the hours out, unfortunately. We think
okay.
they're distributable, but unfortunately it doesn't work well. You know, the other thing Marty asked was about food.
Mm-hmm.
He apparently doesn't like chicken. That was the only thing I was able to gather.
Well, he doesn't think it's that great for him, probably.
Maybe.
There's a lot of information out there.
More of the same. You know, if you go organic, I guess that's probably where a lot of people ought to be going. I'm not totally on the fence for it, although I do buy products that are organic. Chicken, spinach, eggs, beans, brown rice. We have a lot of processed food, a lot of fast food. People get in, you know, go to those. If your vegetables have a lot of color to them, generally, they tend to be better for you.
Mm-hmm.
Green leafy vegetables, great for building bone and keeping bone mass.
Now, it's interesting,
mass
Marty, if you're
mass.
Still listening, we had our buddies from on Wednesday, the Green Wave Cafe, and
right.
they are totally vegan.
They are.
And this came up about that was actually the subject last week, of how do you get protein from a totally vegetarian vegan diet. And spinach came up.
Yes.
And it did. It's incredibly heavy in protein. It's a different type of protein, but it still breaks down to the amino acids that you need to build muscle mass.
It's the old Popeye adage. I hate to say, but it really is. If you look at what bodybuilders eat,
mm-hmm.
the real serious guys, they all have a couple of things in common. Their food groups don't change very much. There's not a lot of variation. they're consistent. You usually see brown rice, sweet potato, spinach, kale.
Really?
Yeah. Grilled chicken, any grilled protein.
See, all I picture is them is drinking the processed
protein shakes.
Protein shakes and stuff.
And that's a part of it. I mean, they have
I'm sure.
The requirements are inordinate.
But that's not really what's going on for the serious ones that are not taking steroids. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, that's a whole other, you know, a whole other piece to it. You know, with the vegetarian beans,
mm-hmm.
one of the biggest, tofu.
Right.
They're
I actually like it, believe it or not.
Yeah, they're actually good. I've had them in a number of different ways, and they're actually excellent. So mm-hmm. if you know how to cook, you're probably much better off. I think we've got another caller on line two. I think we've got Keith on the line. Keith, are you there?
I'm right here, Dr. Ross. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay, thank you. Nice to hear you.
Yep. You have a question for us?
I do, actually. I was I just started listening. I heard you making a point about diet, and I'm glad that you mentioned vegetarian diets. I'm a vegan myself. I've been for the past 5 years. Never felt healthier in my life having taken the animal products out of my diet. And you mentioned, you know, diabetes, heart condition, that sort of thing. And there's actually quite a bit of evidence from medical organizations that a vegan diet can help to actually not just help with a diabetic situation, but actually can reverse diabetes. The Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine has quite a bit of information on their website. And so, you know, I found I actually had a bad case of, you know, I had some health issues. I had a bad case of psoriasis, and within a month of going vegetarian, not even vegan, that completely disappeared.
So you've been doing this 5 years now?
Yes, since about 2004.
Okay. What do you think people misunderstand about vegans?
I think that we get some bad press. I think that people have kind of some preconceived notions, a bit of contempt prior to investigation, that we're all lunatic animal activists and all, you know, we hug trees and we probably chew on them to get our sustenance. The biggest question that I get always is, how do you get your protein? And it's really a ridiculous question. They challenged some Harvard nutritionists to create a diet that would get you the requisite amount of calories, healthy calories in your diet, and strip you of protein, and they weren't able to do it. So if you're eating a varied diet, you're going to get your protein from vegetable sources, you know, and it's better protein. It's more easily digested and used by the body than animal protein. I guess the other question is, you know, when people say, how do you get your protein? I say, well, how do cows get their protein?
Mm-hmm. You know, Keith, this is Dale, the producer of the show, and we didn't mean to make this a Green Wave Cafe show, but there are our guests on, our hosts on Wednesdays, and it's the same thing. Raul was a paramedic, and he ran into some health problems. He's really a strapping big guy, and his point was, and he's totally vegan now, but his point was that, you know, the biggest animals in the world, you know, elephants and gorillas, too, they don't eat much, you know, it's mostly nuts, fruits, and berries. And
all the things that the earth provides.
Right, so that protein mass had to come from somewhere. And
sure.
And clearly it is in the vegetables. It just doesn't taste like it.
So,
well, you don't think it. I think because we're used to what we're used to. You know, the meat lobbies and the dairy lobbies and all of that send a lot of information, I think misinformation, into the public schools, starting at a very starting children at a very young age, thinking milk is the best thing for you. We're the only species, to my knowledge, unless we make another species do it, that drinks the milk of from a different species. You know, other species wean, they're young,
mm-hmm.
they nurse, they wean, they're done, and they don't drink milk the rest of their life. We drink milk from cows and goats, which seems.
I have to say, in the book Eat, Drink, and Be Happy, which is written by Dr. Walter Willett, who is the head of the Harvard Public School of Health, one of the best books on nutrition I've ever read by a long shot, and it really goes through a lot of the Harvard and Framingham nurse studies. One of the things he actually does talk about is that we don't need milk the way we think we do. It's not really a necessary item in the food chain. And that's when they redid the pyramid this time. He was one of the people behind it in terms of how the whole food pyramid has changed.
you know, without getting too crazy about it, but I think it's almost like a flat world concept that, you know, well, if I eat muscle from another beast, it'll transfer to the muscle in my body. It does, but it just takes so much longer to break down those kinds of protein. It's the way it was explained to me.
And you know, further, I mean, because I also consider myself an ethical vegan, meaning that I appreciate that nothing had to suffer or die from my meal today, but I think on a molecular level, you know, if I were to be killed in a violent fashion, there would be cortisol and adrenaline and a bunch of stress hormones released into my body, and it would be trapped in my muscles. And if you do that to an animal and you eat it, you're eating all of that, and on a molecular level, you're absorbing that, and that can't be good. And, you know, it used to be in our society that people would say, did you hear Bob has cancer? And people would go, oh, my God, he has cancer. Now you say, did you hear Bob has cancer? And you say, well, what kind? You know, we're just so used to it, and I think, you know, to me, there's a causal connection between those things.
Well, Keith, we appreciate your comments and your input today. We're gonna just turn to a break. We hope you call in again with some more of this, because this is definitely going to come up again for us. We're going to be right back in a couple of minutes. And if you want to call in, 1-888-565-1470.
Trying to read the sign to tell me which way I should go to find the answer.
The Florida Addictions Institute provides training to become an addiction counselor, as well as providing continuing professional education. And they now offer interactive live online classes beginning January 2010. You can train to become an addiction counselor from your own home. For more information, call 239-573-0311. That's 239-573-0311. Or go online to www.fladdictionsinstitute.org. That's fladdictionsinstitute.org.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience. If you are looking for addiction treatment, holistic drug and alcohol rehabilitation, specializing in addiction recovery, substance abuse, and relapse prevention, write down this important phone number, 877-799-8773. Call and speak with a counselor now. Change happens with the first step, so make the call, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Do you or someone you know have an addiction problem? Healing and a new way of life is only a phone call away. Palm Partners Recovery Centers specialize in chemical dependency, offering a comprehensive program of detox, treatment, and aftercare. Palm Partners combines traditional 12-step recovery with holistic and therapeutic treatment, guiding the patient to long-term recovery. Take control of your life. Reach for the highest quality care at an affordable cost. For a free consultation, call Palm Partners today. Toll free, 877-284-3052. That's 877-284-3052. Palm Partners Recovery Centers, healing mind, body, and spirit.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lovers toll-free 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads. Advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com to download our online media kit and be sure to look at the many reference letters online. Don't delay. Call Dan Lovers today, 877-799-8773, 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, dedicated to your health, mind, body, and spirit. I'm Dr. Jason Ross. I'm a licensed psychotherapist, mental health counselor, and a certified personal trainer. And on Saturdays from 4 to 5, we discuss fitness and nutrition. Today, we're going to be discussing it from 4 to 6. In the studio with me today is our producer, Dale Hansen, and our engineer, Chris. And we've been taking a few calls from a number of listeners. One was Marty. We just asked about what to eat. It seemed like he wanted more info on...
Well, I think he said he was getting a little older, and he was worried about losing the muscle mass. That's what was going on. And we kind of said, we hope you call back in, Marty, whether today or another time, but it sounded like you worked like maybe Beach Patrol or something like that.
That's what it sounded like.
I don't know.
Today's a great day to be out. So,
yeah, right.
You know, there were a couple others. He wasn't for whatever reason, a fan of chicken or didn't want it in his diet. We quite didn't get why.
You know, we didn't touch on that too much, but it's, you know, the hormones, the way they're raised, most of it's not free range. There's all sorts of stuff going on. Who knows? But, or maybe just like, I don't want to eat chicken every night.
That always works. I'm not a believer you can't have other, you know, lean proteins. Oh. You know, so spinach, kale, you got to eat like...
Now, what about fish? Now, see, I love fish, and I think, you know, the omegas, that's been pretty proven, that's pretty positive stuff. And I guess the trick is the deep sea, the cold water, like halibut and stuff.
If you want the ones with the omegas...
And wild salmon.
Yeah, cold water, so, you know, I mean, halibut, mackerel, tuna, salmon... Mm-hmm. You know, if it says filet-o in front of it, it's probably not really what you want to be eating.
Or nugget.
Nugget. If it's got the word nug in it, pretty much. Or yeah, it's going to pretty much be out of your vocabulary there. But people, it's one of the great ways to go. Very low in calorie. And again, if you take a look at people who just bodybuild and mm-hmm. look at how clean their diets are, and that's really one of the things I think to get across to Marty is if you eat a really clean diet with vegetables and lean proteins. You tend to do really well, and you tend to, you know, maximize what muscle mass you have. It's a process. It takes some work, so there's a lot of ways to do it. We have a call on the line, actually. It appears to be my good friend and colleague, Dr. Lisa Palmer, calling in from parts unknown. Hi there. How are you?
Hi there.
How's
wow,
everything?
We're so far apart right now because I'm actually in the Northeast, but I'm dedicated to your show.
Who's better
so
than
so
you?
Connected. It's great to hear your voice. Is Dale also there?
Yeah,
I'm here.
He's here with me. How are
hey
you, Lisa?
Hey, guys.
Well, we're talking
it's
protein.
Great to hear you guys. And, you know, it's really interesting that you're talking about bodybuilding because as you're talking about that, I'm actually heading to a bodybuilding show in New York City. It's a world championship show, and I happen to know somebody who's in it, so... As you were talking about that, that's what I was thinking. Oh, I have to tell them.
Male or
that
female?
I'm actually going to a bodybuilding show.
Is this a male or a female bodybuilder that you're going to see?
A female.
Female.
Okay. And, you know, it's really interesting because it's like I always wonder what actually goes into getting into that type of shape. And I went to the website for, you know, for the show actually last night, and they were saying that these people, they're not taking, you know, steroids. You typically think that they're taking steroids and they're taking all kinds of supplements and whatever, but apparently they test for all that, and this is all natural. What does it take, Dr. Jason, to get to that level of fitness to compete in a competition like this?
It's pretty rough stuff. I mean, you have to be really intense, and you know, you're a specialist with eating disorders, so
right.
This is sort of that cuff right before you might get there sometimes.
It's called a subculture.
It's a subculture. That's a perfect word. That's the most politically correct term I think I've heard in the last week. I think the intensity of what people have to do in terms of stripping down their diets is just that. It's intense. It's really where they...
It is. And, I mean, you know that I was in Miss USA back in, well, we're not going to go back how far that, how long ago that was. But,
that's right. We can't
so
give
know,
away your
you know,
age.
What it takes to get into that fitness shape. But to get into the fitness shape where you're in a bodybuilding competition, I mean, these people, they don't even look real, you look at them. And it's just hard even to imagine. I mean, what is a typical, do you know what a typical diet looks like for these types of individuals that are training? Are they on raw food diets? I mean, what are they doing? Are they just eating protein?
I'd say a lot of them have a lot of raw food and protein. You know, it depends on, you know, what, you know, there's figure competition and there's,
right.
And there's like the bodybuilding type. If they're for the bodybuilding, there's a lot more protein involved, a lot of water. If they're going for the figure competitions, it tends to be a little bit different. I don't know if they've taken quite as many calories. I think it's quite a bit less because really they don't need the mass. They just want to be stripped, lean, and not too big. Usually is the way they go.
You keep using that word stripped.
I noticed that. You know, which is ironic since they all end up in some form of a leotard or a bikini
or a thong
with plenty of oil.
You know what's fascinating though? It's the amount of mental discipline that it takes to actually get to that point where they're competing, you know, and they to get into this type of shape. And that's always the part that really, you know, that really fascinates me. And it sort of crosses the line, like, how much of it is eating disordered and how much of it is just somebody wanting to, you know, have a good time and compete in a competition. But for some of these individuals, it really does become an eating disorder.
It's a pretty addictive process.
And a way of coping, you know, maladaptively with other things that may be going on for them in their life. So that's always a concern.
It can be a fairly addictive process for, you know, for some people who go into it. The training is quite intense. You know, you're looking at people doing anywhere from, you know, 2 to 6 hours, you know, at a given day training. The eating is just that it's on the extreme side. Everything is portioned. Everything is laid out. There's about as much structure, I think, as humans can put into their daily lives, because they have, you know, a real goal in mind, and they don't want to vary from it at all. There's no room for error.
No, there isn't. There's definitely, I mean, and it's like, again, you know, the amount of mental discipline. I mean, we have the holidays coming up, and, you know, there's a lot of goodies and things to eat. And when you think about people who can really, you know, mentally discipline themselves, if we can only kind of figure out exactly what is it that there was, you know, that's motivating them to go to the distance that they go into. And then yet some people can't even motivate themselves to, you know, lose 5 pounds.
Well, Dr.
you know,
Lisa,
it's just, if we can only kind of just get a piece of what they're doing.
Dr. Lisa, it's Dale. One of the points, though, that Dr. Jason was making was it's not this huge mountain to climb unless you want to be a bodybuilder. You know, it's attainable for the normal person to
general fitness.
For general fitness. And I think that's part of it. It's kind of a turnoff. It's like, well, I not only can't I do that, I'm not going to do it. I don't want to do it. And I'm going to move as far away from that as I can.
A lot of people do. I, you know,
you know, you know, it seems like a question of also motivation, you know, and it's like with anything, you know, what motivates somebody mm-hmm. to go that distance or to do anything. And, you know, it's how do you get yourself to do something that, you know, it may be difficult, you know, something that, you know, that.
Oh, I think we might have lost.
I think we may have lost
Dr. Lisa.
You there? We may have lost Dr.
Lisa.
She's way up there. She's headed into New York. Well, we're gonna switch off to another line, and we've got John Hollis with us. John, are you there?
What's happening, guys?
How are you?
Wanted to find out if if you're 45, you're bald and you're fat, if filet of fish is still good for you.
It's as good as you like it. Probably not the healthiest thing on the menu, but
that's where I was heading. So when I heard the filet of fish thing, I on my way and I started to feel guilty.
Well, if you're going to have it, just go ahead and put the mayonnaise and the tartar sauce on it. Ask for extra.
If you're headed there. Last thing I want to be given out on this show is guilt, although I guess it would probably help a lot of people maybe if we went that route. Is that what you had for lunch?
No, actually, I had it was a very good lunch. I made floating eggs and bacon grease and a little bit of potatoes. But they came out good because I dapped the eggs with a little bit of paper towel so that way the grease doesn't harden my arteries as I'm speaking.
That's always important because you don't want to buy any products where it comes with a stent.
I hear if you swallow some steel wool along with it, it'll clean out the arteries.
You guys are right. Hey, listen. Hey, I look at it like this. It's a little bit at a time. You said something important before about the free range chicken. I think Dale had mentioned free range chicken. And, chicken is not one of my favorite things because of some of the raising habits of the chicken farmers, and what they do to them and the things that they put into the chickens and, all of the things that they do to the chicken. But free-range chicken is what I've been really gravitating to lately. I find that it actually tastes better than, regular chicken that you would buy out of a store.
A lot of people go that way. I wasn't aware until, I don't know what year it was, I found out that the chickens were being oppressed. I had no idea. But, a lot of people, I got to tell you, I've had the free-range chicken. It's great. I do feel better eating the organic. I don't know if it's just natural, inborn guilt. I don't know which it is exactly. But that's actually what I'm more used to eating that way, per se. But a lot of people don't like chicken because I mean, that's what the chickens have a problem with, because everything supposedly is, at the comparison, well, it tastes like chicken. Right.
Well, I like the oppressed thing, the oppressed chickens. I just get this visual. See, I'm a very visual person, so when I hear oppressed chicken, I get chickens walking around with signs outside of Purdue.
Well, they do. They have their own lobby and union now.
Well, listen, guys, great show, and I just wanted to call in and, spit my pearls of wisdom at you.
I knew we needed the bacon grease call. I didn't know it was going to come from you.
Nobody had the guts to do it.
I didn't think anybody would have the guts except you, of course. And luckily we got it because I think some people do have, some people aren't going to change their diets. And if they're okay with it, that's the choice that they made. But knowing the difference, I still think it's important.
And I think you're absolutely right, because I think it's a process. Everybody has to go through a process to get to where they're going. You know what I mean? If I woke up one day and I just decided that, I was going to get rid of everything, I probably would lose my mind. But a day at a time, things, I get to a point where I want to lose things that are not healthy for me. Even though, like eating, I just got done eating a bowl of ice cream too, so we won't even get into that. But again, it's like little things at a time that I'm changing in my life. And what I like is the fact that when you hear a show, you don't want to hear listen, I hate everybody that eats cows and you need to eat grass. You know what I mean? I don't want to hear that. What I want to hear is, okay, these are some of the causes that could take place if you continue the behaviors that you're doing. But something, when you get ready, you're going to make that decision and move forward. But you have to come to that term. You have to come to that understanding for yourself.
I happen to agree with you. I'm a big believer. You educate people and let them make informed decisions.
And there are alternatives.
There are. There's a lot
absolutely.
Of different ways to go.
Absolutely.
I think Keith. Keith gave us a number of them and almost a molecular biology lesson that I wasn't prepared for. But there's a lot of different options. I've actually had a lot of great vegan food. You know, living when I was living in New York, there were some great restaurants.
I have too.
You know, the Pump, among others, where that if you wanted vegan stuff, you could get it. And everybody in there looked pretty healthy. I gotta be honest. So it's a great way to go. Well, I'm glad you got to call in for a little bit today, John. And
Man. Well, listen, you guys have a great time, and we'll be having a good time tomorrow night too. Check us out tomorrow night. All right.
All right, John. Sounds good. Thanks a lot. Right.
9 to midnight tomorrow.
9 to midnight tomorrow.
You betcha. I'll talk to you.
Well, we're gonna take a quick break, and we're gonna come back. We're gonna have Dr. Lisa Palmer back with us for a little bit. We'll be back in a few.
The Florida Addictions Institute provides training to become an addiction counselor, as well as providing continuing professional education. And they now offer interactive live online classes beginning January 2010. You can train to become an addiction counselor from your own home. For more information, call 239-573-0311. That's 239-573-0311. Or go online to www.fladdictionsinstitute.org. That's fladdictionsinstitute.org.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
Are you looking for a new, healthier way of living? Maybe you're suffering from high blood pressure, diabetes, or another diet-related illness. The Green Wave Cafe is a unique raw food restaurant and market carrying the finest organic foods and supplements. Owned and operated by Raul and Lisa Valley, the Green Wave Cafe is also a school for gourmet raw food preparation. Lisa graduated from the Living Light Culinary Institute, and Raul is a health educator at Hippocrates, dedicated to teaching a diet promoting long and healthy living without sacrificing flavor and taste. The Green Wave Cafe, located at 5221 West Broward Boulevard in Plantation. Check our website at www.greenwavecafe.org to find daily lunch menus, schedule of raw food cooking classes, and special events. Call 954-581-8377 for more information. The Green Wave Cafe, a way to healthier living.
To all divers, new or experienced, at Dive In Adventures, tranquility is only moments away. A one-of-a-kind experience is waiting for you at Dive In Adventures. Our dive operation focuses on providing you with a unique experience by customizing all of our PADI dive courses and dive travel adventures to meet your desires. At Dive In Adventures, we use quality equipment and carefully select knowledgeable dive instructors that will have you diving in with confidence. For an enlightening and tranquil dive tour of our enchanting oceans, call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303, or go online to diveinadventures.com for more information on private PADI courses, dive travel, dive charters, or even your own private dive job. Call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303. Don't delay. Call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lovers toll-free 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads. Advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com to download our online media kit and be sure to look at the many reference letters online. Don't delay. Call Dan Lovers today, 877-799-8773, 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
Standing at the crossroads, trying to read the signs. Tell me which way I should go to find the answer. And all the time.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, dedicated to your health, mind, body, and spirit. I'm Dr. Jason Ross. I'm a certified personal trainer, licensed mental health counselor, and on Saturdays from 4 to 5, we discuss fitness and nutrition. I'm in the studio today with our producer, Dale Hansen, and our engineer, Chris. And we were talking about motivation before. We're gonna go. We've got a couple minutes still. We're gonna go back to the phone and talk with my good friend and colleague, Dr. Lisa Palmer, and talk a little bit more about motivation.
Hi,
are you there, Lisa?
I am here. I'm sorry about that before, guys. I'm actually been on the road, so I guess we had a bad connection. But yeah, I was talking a little bit about motivation because, like we were saying, a lot of people know what it is that they should do. It's just a difficult time getting them to motivate themselves, and I think that's where. We see people come into therapy to try to really tackle their own resistance. So I think it's a really good topic on how to motivate, especially with the holidays coming up. And what I find that's really important is helping people to focus on really what is it that they want for themselves in their life. So if they attain their goal, what is it that they're hoping that their goal is going to help them within their life? And what we're finding, for example, is that people are looking for things like relaxation, peace of mind, freedom. We can start to explore a little bit more about what those things would look like for them. So, for example, losing weight. Okay, so if you were to lose weight, what would that do for you? How would that make a difference for you in your life? Oh, well, it would allow me to ride my bike because right now, given my weight, I'm not able to do that. Oh, okay, so it will allow you to travel more. This is something that maybe is a dream and aspiration that you have, that given your weight, you're not allowed to do that. And not that you're not allowed, but you're not able to do it. So we can start to focus more on their dreams or aspirations, the things that they really want for themselves. And this can actually be a very large motivating factor for them and help them to, you know, get to the gym and get to do some of those things they really need to do for themselves.
I agree. I mean, you know, we both deal with this clinically, but I think maybe the biggest motivator is body image. People want to look and feel better nowadays more than it's ever been.
Well, let me say something as a patient to the two doctors. This is what happens with me. It's almost an added stress burden, all right, when I have to worry about, you know, it's like a cyclical thing. Where it's like a domino effect. If I feel better when I go to the gym, mm-hmm. I work out, and then I look in the mirror, and I look better, and I don't worry about it so much. And then if I get a little off track, and then I start worrying about it, and then it makes me, and then I do eat, you know, stress eating. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I find myself doing that sometimes. You know, with the nasty junk food.
Yep.
You know, at late at night.
Right.
And it really is like a cycle. And, you know, it just keeping that cycle out of round, you know, from keep going around and around, it all gangs up on me. That's the way I feel.
It's a big food gang. I think, you know, there's a real way to sort of be vigilant about eating. I think we're all obsessed with it, all of us. I don't think anybody is really out of the loop at
this
point.
Well, we can't get away from food, you know? So it's there. So
not completely.
It's a matter of figuring out how to deal with it and how to use it appropriately, so to speak.
I think
a lot of people mix food and mood and trying to alter their mood through using food. And whether that's a denial of food or overeating or whatever, a lot of times people are using certain behaviors to push down maybe certain feelings or stressors of their day.
Well, I've heard of certain prisons like Devil's Island.
And they haven't really found proper coping mechanisms, healthy coping mechanisms to sort of deal with the day-to-day.
Dr. Lisa, I'm making a joke here, but like I've heard of certain places like Devil's Island and Alcatraz at some point and solitary confinement where overeating is not an issue. And I think that's kind of how it feels sometimes. Like I've got to either it's got to be all or nothing. And so where do you find that?
Right.
You know, is it going to be bread and water? Because I probably could live with that, you know, if somebody just told me that's the way it is. But there's, you know, living in the relatively free society we do, that's not the way it is.
Healthy balance.
Well, I think that you're hitting on something there, and what you're saying it's a lack of structure that a lot of people have in our society today. And ironically enough, a lot of times people are using an eating disorder or disordered eating, the rituals that surround it, as a way to provide, almost in a sick way, structure for them.
Mm-hmm.
So we forget that people end up having, you know, those specific times of the day that they, you know, sit in front of the, you know, food network and they watch their favorite shows and they're binging on their favorite foods. That becomes a ritual and that becomes part of their structure, part of their day, but it's an unhealthy one. So one of the things is trying to help people to develop a healthy, more balanced structure that works for them and fits within their mindset.
Okay. Well, Dr. Lisa, we're gonna wrap up here for a little bit as we go into our second hour. So if you can hang out on the line with us, that'd be great. We want to just thank today's sponsors, the Florida Addiction Institute, Robert Gluck, attorney at law, and Canatelli Builders. Remember, you can hear Holistic Lifestyles Radio Monday through Friday, 2 to 3 p.m., Saturdays from 4 to 6 p.m., and Sunday nights from 9 to 11 p.m. All of our shows can be heard right here on WWNN AM 1470 and on Blog Talk Radio. You can also hear the shows live on our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. We're going to be taking a quick break here, and we're going to be coming back into our second hour. If you want to call in with questions, we're at 1-888-565-1470. I'd like to thank Dr. Lisa Palmer and our guests who called in, and we'll see you in a few.
Standing at the crossroads, trying to read the signs to tell me which way I should go to find the answer. And all the time I know, plant your let me know.
Electrical work is not for amateurs. When you have an electrical problem and you try to fix it yourself, the results can be catastrophic. At best, burning down your home. At worst, electrocuting yourself. A far better idea is to pick up the phone and call Mr. Electric. For 33 years, family-owned and operated, providing dedicated, honest, reliable service for homes, businesses, and industries here in South Florida. Mr. Electric is there for you, providing emergency 24-hour service 7 days a week. At Mr. Electric, all service technicians are drug screened and background checked. And if you're making home improvements and need a service upgrade to add a pool, a hot tub, landscape lighting, call Mr. Electric today, 954-792-6710. That's 954-792-6710, or go to the website at MRELEC.com. Tell them Steve sent you.
AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network. WWNN, Pompano Beach. AM 1470, with even more information you can use. It's talk radio for adults. Tune in for cutting-edge insight on the issues affecting your generation. Don't miss A Touch of Gray, Saturday afternoons at 1, only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network.
Who is it?
Asthma.
Asthma?
That's right, asthma.
You must have the wrong house. Who's there?
West Nile virus. Can I come in?
No, you can't come in.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Yes.
Hello, it's Lyme disease.
I am not opening the door for Lyme disease.
I'll be back.
Who is it now?
$5 billion in property damage.
What do you want?
I'm just spreading the love, ma'am.
Go away.
When household pests are in your home, you never know what kind of health and property threats they're going to invite over. This public service announcement has been brought to you by the National Pest Management Association. Visit PestWorld.org to become more aware of the serious threats common household pests like mice, roaches, and termites can pose to your health, your home, and your family.
9 million Americans are eligible for the Obama plan. Are you? Are you facing foreclosure, behind in your payments? Has your financial condition dramatically changed, like almost everyone else's? Call Home Loan Defense right now to find out what your options are. President Obama and Congress has given unprecedented billions to U.S. banks. No matter what your situation is, the lawyers at Home Loan Defense may be able to help you modify your loan, reduce your monthly payment, and even reduce the amount of your mortgage. Lenders don't want your home back, and you need to know your rights under the law. Home Loan Defense provides affordable legal services exclusively in loan modification and foreclosure. Call Home Loan Defense right now at 1-800-747-5774. That's 1-800-747-5774. That's 1-800-747-5774. Home Loan Defense. The Law Office of Brian Cordy.
Non-lawyer spokesperson. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, hosted by John Hollis. Some of our other guest hosts include South Florida psychotherapist Christy Summers, Robin Lynn Weinstein of Vegan Live Food Nutrition, and Daniel Lovers of the Serenity Group. Past guests include author and interventionist Kim Seeley of A&E's Intervention, Reverend Leo Booth from Spiritual Concepts, and the InTheRooms.com founders RT and Kenny P, and many others in the fields of addiction and holistic lifestyle, like Julian Whitaker of the Whitaker Institute, Dr. Clement of Hippocrates of West Palm Beach, and John Giordano of G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. The Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show can be heard Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m., Saturdays 4 to 6, and Sundays from 9 to 11 on AM 1470 WNN. We provide an interactive means of everybody getting involved around the world through Blog Talk Radio, InTheRooms.com, Facebook, and Twitter. For the best information in holistic health, call today at 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Now, today's show.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, dedicated to your health, mind, body, and spirit. I'm Dr. Jason Ross. I'm a licensed mental health counselor and psychotherapist, certified personal trainer. And on Saturdays from 4 to 6, we discuss fitness and nutrition. In the studio today with us is our producer, Dale Hansen, and our engineer, Chris. But before we begin our show, we've got a lot of topics planned for today. We'd like to thank today's sponsors. First, we have Palm Partners, Robert Gluck, attorney at law, and Canatelli Builders. Remember, you can hear Holistic Lifestyles Radio Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m., Saturdays from 4 to 6 p.m., and Sunday nights from 9 to 11 p.m. All of our shows can be heard right here on WWNN AM 1470 and on Blog Talk Radio. You can also hear the shows live on our website at holisticlifestylesradio.com. If you're interested in calling in with questions, we can take them at 1-888-565-1470. Again, 1-888-565-1470. 565-1470. So, you know, we ended the last hour really talking about motivation, what, you know, gets people going. We started to get into a little bit of body image with my...
Right. Now, that's kind of the beauty of what you do is, you know, you have the psychological background that addresses some of these things because it's important. You know, people, I believe that people can do things they didn't believe they were capable of. If the motivation's there, and I know Dr. Lisa believes that as well.
Absolutely.
And we've all seen it happen. And, you know, there's success stories of people that have accomplished things that nobody would believe. You know, Jack LaLanne, I think, almost died before he...
That's right.
Before he got on the right track. And I guarantee it wasn't just all the physical stuff. He had to have a mental direction.
That's a real, I mean, you know, one of the most remarkable stories.
I'm dating myself with Jack LaLanne, but I'm telling you what, he's a miracle.
The guy is nothing short of a miracle. He actually did die. His diet was so poor as a child.
Mm-hmm.
He suffered from almost every ailment I think you could.
I think even like scurvy and those kind of things,
yep.
Lack of vitamin C and those kind of things.
And then, at age 80, he's, he's pulling,
still doing one-handed push-ups?
Yeah, and he's still, pulling a couple of rowboats, in his mouth, with his teeth going down the Potomac.
I believe he still holds the record for one-arm push-ups, doesn't he?
Yeah, that may be. We're going to have to look that one up.
We'll look that one up.
And there
that's
you,
my job.
Yeah, there you see him on TV doing doing that commercial for his juicer.
Yeah.
I mean, he's
He walks the walk.
Nobody walks the walk more. In fact, that's why he's still walking.
Right.
literally and figuratively.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's a greater example of that lifestyle than Jack LaLanne.
Mm-hmm.
If you go back and you watch his TV shows now, he really was really ahead of the curve.
Yeah, no doubt.
He really knew what he was doing. And phenomenal shape for a guy at every age that he's been.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a lot can be learned from that. We've gotten away from that ideal,
yeah.
That thought process. The whole country is so far away from it. He's going to go just like, the way of Fred Rogers.
It's funny. What I see a lot of now are electronic devices that you strap around your waist that do some electrical stimulation.
I just don't think that's the way it's supposed to go. Yeah, I think we can do a little bit better. We can set the bar a little bit higher.
Beam me up, Scotty.
That's next. I think the Star Trek fitness is coming. So, across the board, it's really about motivation and getting people into what they need to, getting people motivated, getting them educated. With all the information out there, I don't think we're that much smarter when it comes to this stuff. And we've really gotten away from the discipline that you need to get there.
Well, go over it again real quick, what your methodology is.
I'm of the mind, shrink your head, shrink your gut, and shrink your butt, in some regard there. If somebody does any of those things, they're going to feel better. If you feel better, you're going to want to look better. Most people do want to look better.
Mm-hmm.
If you start to feel better, you're going to start taking actions that'll get you there.
And there's denial that's always talked about in substance abuse, but there's a huge denial about, it's like we retreat. If things start going downhill, and I'm identifying myself too. If things start going downhill, it's like I got more important things to do.
We can make excuses for anything.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as laziness, we talked about this a week or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
But the Krispy Kreme donut controversy that they have
the drive through.
Well, they have free delivery.
Oh, delivery! That
free delivery, right? How lazy do you have to be that you won't go out and get your own donuts? I think that's when you want to talk about hitting bottom. Talk about it in 12-step programs, hitting bottom. That's the bottom. And I don't think it's any different, what people are doing with their food and their health, anything different than, what we talk about when we talk about recovery. The principles are all the same. We've all gotten away from it. I thought things were really just better in general when Fred Rogers and Jack LaLanne were both on TV. That's just me.
There you go.
Mr. Rogers and Jack LaLanne. This is
a perfect combo.
A perfect combo. What more could you ask
for? It's a wonderful day.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's all about doing the right thing. We're totally away from it, and look where everything is.
Yeah,
it's a nightmare. So I think so. We're gonna talk to a couple people today. Oh, we have Dr. Lisa. We have Dr. Lisa on, do we?
I believe so.
We do. Dr. Lisa,
oh,
are you there?
I'm here. Wow, yeah. I didn't know I was here.
Hey.
I am here. Here I am.
Here you are.
You didn't know you were there.
About what you guys were saying, when people start to feel different about themselves, a lot of times their body image view begins to shift. You can have, can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Hello?
We're listening diligently.
You have the same purse. You have the same body. You have two different mindsets. You have a person who comes in that feels horrible about themselves, that their relationships are in disarray. They just feel completely unbalanced mentally. And they look at themselves, and they hate themselves. And then you have the same person, say, after they've gone through a recovery process where they figured out how to actually cope in an effective way with life stresses and hassles and so on and so forth, and they look at that same person and they feel great. And when they start to feel better about themselves, they have a better outlook, they can then they start to take steps, you know, to maintain that. So part of recovery is what we want to do is we want to help people to regain balance. We want to help people then to maintain balance. And it's really in that maintenance phase, it's a real difficult phase, because once people start to get on that mountaintop where they feel really good, a lot of times that's when things start to go down, because the little things that they were doing before, they were making a big difference, they stopped doing them because they feel that, hey, you know what, I've got this down.
Hey, Dr. Lisa, it's Dale. Real quick, I just want to interrupt for a second. There's one thing that has struck me, and I don't know if it's true for the majority of people, but I think sometimes when you get to the place where you say, I hate myself, that's almost a turning point. It's what I see a lot of times is the ignoring, you know, the deflection and the denial. It's almost like, you know, if I get to the point and look in the mirror and say, you know, I can't do this anymore. I hate what I'm looking at. But there's so much of it that's clouded over, and there's so many distractions in this world to allow us to not address, you know, what's real, the reality of what's in the mirror.
Yeah, I mean, there's like, you're right. I mean, there's this mindlessness that happens. And people sort of, you know, depending on, as we know, there's a lot of people that have trauma in their history or, you know, things that have gone on, a lot of times they will disown parts of self. So their head's not really connected to their body. They're there, okay, but they're not focusing on their body. It's almost a dissociative type of thing. And over a period of time, the body just kind of decomps. They stop taking care of themselves. They really stop paying attention to their bodies and really what their bodies can do for them in a healthy way.
There is a real disconnect there, but I think that's, again, we get, you know, talking about the bottom. Mm-hmm. When you can see it, and I think this is one of the things people have a lot of trouble with, but I think if they could look at this a different way, this would all switch for a lot of people. It's okay if you hit that moment where you're, I've had enough of this. I don't like looking the way I do. I want to look better. That's actually healthy ego development. That's what I would consider normal, healthy, strong development, and really good for you, because that can help you in a lot of other areas if you learn how to transfer it out. When you hit that point and you want to look better and take care of yourself, you are empowered. And that is what a lot of people, especially, the many women who suffer from eating disorders, and not that the males don't, because they do, but all the trauma, that's when you get empowered. When you get empowered, that's when you're going to really start to change things. And when you hit that moment, you end up going in a pretty good place. We just want to remind people, if you're going to call in today, we're at 1-888-565-1470. Again, that's 1-888-565-1470.
And Dr. Jason, let me just remind the listeners of something, that if you call in the show, let's say you're a woman that has an eating disorder, maybe you've got a daughter or a sister that you believe is struggling with an eating disorder, you need to talk to somebody about this, and you are anonymous. We'll use a different name, and nobody will be able to recognize your voice, guaranteed. So give us a call at 888-565-1470.
I was going to ask you, do you think, Lisa, do you think there's more eating disorders than ever before across the country? Or do you think there's just, we're more aware?
I definitely think that people are more aware, you know, that of eating disorders. I think that, you know, being in Florida, we definitely see a lot of eating disorders, depending on where you live. But it's pretty prevalent. And one of the things is that people think that eating disorders only affect, you know, upper middle class, middle upper class, and upper middle class white women. And we're finding that they really are cross-cultured. you know, that they affect women and individuals in different cultures as well. So there's some ideas that we have about disordered eating, that eating disorders are only limited to certain populations when, in fact, they're not. And there's a variety of rationales for food refusal and acting out. It's actually an addiction. And it can affect anyone. Relationships can affect this, and you know, all kinds of chaos and cultural change, and all different rationales for food refusal, really. So it can really affect a lot of individuals, and we see it in men and in women. And a lot of times, the culture really focuses on women and their body image distortion, but men are affected too.
Do you think the public's educated enough on eating disorders?
I think that the way that we think about eating disorders now is mostly that there's a fat phobia, and our present day thinking is sort of a limited perspective on the causes of eating disorders. That it's mostly a body image thing, which we definitely see that's typically prevalent amongst individuals who suffer from eating disorders. They typically have a body image distortion or a fat phobia, but not in all cases. Not necessarily, you know, and sometimes when individuals are trying to, change from one culture to another, they're trying to assimilate to a culture, there's a conflict of culture. This causes stress that can bring about symptoms of an eating disorder, you know, as a way to cope. So we find that individuals may not necessarily have a fat phobia. It's just really our narrow way of thinking in our culture that people have body image distortion with an eating disorder that is not necessarily true in all cases, and there's really a lot more to know about it.
Hey, Dr. Lisa, it's Dale. What have you, just for general stereotype here, you've got a 16-year-old female who's a gymnast, or she's the cheerleader, whatever, and she's bulimic. Do these kind of cases have to go to a treatment center or rehab? Or, I mean, you're the doctors. What's the solution for these kind of things? Because it's pretty rampant.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you that there's really not too many specialists that treat eating disorders, or not too many treatment centers that specialize in the treatment of eating disorders. It's very complicated because not just is treating an eating disorder complicated, but a lot of the other co-occurring issues that usually accompany it. Sometimes we see substance abuse with it as well as some type of trauma that's occurred. The individual may have a post-traumatic stress. They may have different types of personality issues. There may also be, relational problems. There's a lot of complexity around an eating disorder. In addition to the health consequences, you know, people can die, and they do die from eating disorders. So there's a lot to take into consideration when working with someone. There really aren't too many centers that treat eating disorders. Most of the time when eating disorders get very, someone gets really in deep with an eating disorder, they end up having to go inpatient because they don't know what else to do. So they need that high level of structure.
Well, listen, doctor, where does it start, doctor? I mean, and you were allowed to give a shameless plug to your facility because it people need to know about it. But really, how do you start? I mean, do you
well,
have to
we,
reach
I
out
mean,
to the
we,
parents?
I,
Is it the parents'
with an
job?
Assessment at the Renew Center. And what I specialize in is really, because I've worked with individuals at all levels of care, and my specialty is really in helping people to gain results in an outpatient setting, in a more reality-based setting. A lot of our patients have been around the block. There have been frequent flyers of treatment and gone to the best treatment centers, you know, in the country and even in the world, and they've been frequent flyers of those centers, and they've kind of come to this place where they've said to themselves, and they've kind of realized, hey, you know, I've been to all this treatment, and I find that 9 months later I'm relapsing again, and I really need to learn how to cope on an outpatient basis. So that's really where we specialize. We work with the individuals who have been in a lot of treatment, and they're usually on the brink of having to go back into treatment again, and they want to try something very unique and different, and something, you know, most of the time they've heard of us through referral or whatever, and what we do works. So we work with them very, very intensively. What we do, you know, gets results. We put together a multidisciplinary treatment team with them. We give them the best of what they need, and we customize their treatment. When they come to us, they're not just a number. They're a person, and we treat them accordingly to their needs. So through that method, we, you know, we're able to get results. It's very solution-oriented. But it starts with an assessment. And that's, and I'm sure Dr. Jason could, you know, talk about that as well. But really, it's not just about, you know, just make an appointment and go see a therapist once a week. When you have a severe issue, you have to get out of the denial and realize that you need a little bit more than a therapist once a week. You need structure. You need someone who's really going to be able to talk to your eating disorder and coach you in a direction that's going to help you to achieve your goals.
Okay, Dr.
And,
Palmer.
Eating disorder is no joke.
I'm going to interrupt you here. What I'm trying to get at, Dr. Lisa, is you've got 2 minutes here to – who do you reach out to? Is an anorexic young woman able to identify it herself? Who do you reach out to?
Here's the thing. You were talking about the assessment. The one thing that I've always seen, and this is, you know, across the board, whether it's really, you know, straight, you know, substance abuse or it's eating disorders, let's say you have the child who's in this venue. The problem with denial is it starts at the top. Parents. They are first in the line of denial. They are the ones who are afraid because if they have to confront what this is, they don't know what to do.
Their world kind of falls apart.
Their world really does. And, you know, they really need to know that there are enough places, certainly, you know, that where people can go and get educated on what to do. You know, I often joke when I'm on stage, I joke about the show Intervention.
Right.
Which I has some
most people have seen.
Most people have seen. I joke a little bit about it because I'm always asked if I watch. But the one of the good parts about that show is they do educate the families in a very particular way. And I found, and I'm sure Dr. Lisa, you've in your experience have probably found this as well. Families, even if kids have been through treatment, are poorly educated on some of the basics. For some reason, this is missed very often. I'm not sure why. Some places do it great.
You have to educate people when they call, when you're talking to them. You have to spend time with them. When people call the Renew Center, they talk to me or they talk to one of my therapists. We spend the time with them to try to educate them, to try to provide them resources. It's very, very important that people really understand the complexity of the, you know, of the issues that are involved, and where to get help, where to get support, and it starts with an assessment because through an assessment we can look at sort of the context of someone's life, sort of the landscape of really what it is that we're dealing with here. Because people are more than their label; they're more than just, you know, an eating disorder or and you know. People get a label. They get an eating disorder label or they get, you know, they're addicted to, you know, alcohol or whatever. But they're not their label. They're a person, and we're treating a human being. And human beings come with a context. And we have to understand that context to establish a treatment plan that's going to be the most effective, that's going to give them the best results, and that's going to be in alignment with what their goals are. And so when you spend the time to talk to a person to really get a sense of, you know, of who they are, then you're going to be able to develop a treatment plan that's going to be effective. And it's really about being effective. You want someone who comes into treatment to be able to see results that they can build upon, you know, and that's really the key to success with any program is helping people to establish goals. And you know, meet them in small but steady steps, make small but steady progresses, and build upon those so that they can feel good about themselves and they can develop their self-esteem and their self-worth.
I think that's really where it needs to be. Dr. Lisa, we're going to ask you to hang out with us a little bit. When we come back, we're going to address Dale's question a little bit more about some of the particulars that go into figuring all this out. We're going to be back in a couple minutes. We're here at Holistic Lifestyles Radio, and we'll be back.
I never had an issue with drugs. I loved them. They were always there for me. Drugs were my best friends. As a kid, when I had trouble in school or issues with my parents, drugs were there for me. When I got older, drugs helped me deal with my job and get through my marriage. Drugs even helped me deal with my 2-year-old's broken bones from the car accident that I caused. Funny, all those years putting my nose to a mirror and I never bothered to really look at myself. But I finally did. After drugs helped me lose nearly everything in my life, I went to Hanley Center.
At Hanley Center, we've been using age and gender-specific substance abuse treatments to help free people of their addictions for over 20 years. If you or someone you know needs help, go to HanleyHelp.com or call 1-866-4-HANLEY. Hanley Center, where help becomes hope.
Now I'm getting back on my feet, and I even get to see my daughter again. How can you ever really thank someone for that?
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for 3 generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
The Florida Addictions Institute provides training to become an addiction counselor, as well as providing continuing professional education. And they now offer interactive live online classes beginning January 2010. You can train to become an addiction counselor from your own home. For more information, call 239-573-0311. That's 239-573-0311. Or go online to www.fladdictionsinstitute.org. That's fladdictionsinstitute.org. Griffin's Loft is unique, a community-based center dedicated to holistic healing, metaphysical, and spiritual enlightenment. At Griffin's Loft, you'll find professionals offering services in many disciplines, including Reiki and chakra balance, acupuncture, guided meditation, massage and foot therapy, channeled tarot readings, spiritual counseling, and more. Plus, unique gifts like jewelry, crystals, books and CDs, and a holistic tea bar. Come visit Griffin's Loft, located at 4282 South University Drive in Davie, or call 954-625-6775. Go online to www.griffinsloft.com. Griffin's Loft, a holistic healing center. Have you been diagnosed with a serious disease? Tried alternatives to improve your health with no relief? Are you tired of the side effects of drugs? Looking for natural and safe remedies? At vitalfoodstore.com, you'll find an online screening system that will educate and guide you to the proper health and diet products you need to become and stay healthy. Organic vitamin supplements, plus safe and effective herbal remedies for hundreds of medical conditions. Whether you're a man or a woman, you'll find products that can improve your health. Go online to www.vitalfoodstore.com and click on Disease and Conditions. You can find holistic solutions to specific health needs simply by going to www.vitalfoodstore.com. That's vitalfoodstore.com, the internet road to a healthy life. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lovers toll-free 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773.
Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads. Advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com to download our online media kit and be sure to look at the many reference letters online. Don't delay. Call Dan Lubbers today, 877-799-8773, 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
I need somebody, not just anybody, help. You know I need someone. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed any.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, dedicated to your health, mind, body, and spirit. I'm Dr. Jason Ross. I'm a licensed psychotherapist and mental health counselor and a certified personal trainer. And on Saturdays from 4 to 6, we discuss fitness and nutrition. Today in the studio with me is our producer, Dale Hansen, and our engineer, Chris. We were talking about a number of things with my good friend and colleague, Dr. Lisa Palmer. One of the things I think that we often miss is people don't really understand when to get help.
Mm-hmm.
People are really scared. And you know, we just want to sort of let people know if you're having an issue and you have a family member who might be suffering from any substance abuse disorder, eating disorder, and you want some direction, you can certainly call us at 1-888-565-1470. Again, 1-888-565-1470. You know, people don't really know the basics. We were talking about intervention, the show,
right?
You know, before. They really do take some time to educate the people who are on the show, and they really take the time to make the family stronger.
And they show that.
They do. They do.
Show that going
they do
on.
A good job of the one part of an intervention, that part of it. I mean, that's obviously a TV show, and some of it's, you know, the down and dirty.
Mm-hmm.
But the way they work with the family, because it's about strengthening the family system, because you know, on average, they'll have between 3 and 10 people in a family, all who are afraid to say what's really going on.
Right.
They all know. Someone is afraid to be the bad guy.
That old cliche of the elephant in the middle of the room that everybody's walking around.
There's a pink elephant, the 800-pound gorilla.
Whatever
I understand the gorillas
it.
And the elephants are pretty ticked off, but that's a separate issue. We'll get to that. That's ethical treatment of animals. But everybody's afraid to say the word, whatever it is. You know, it's drugs. It's an eating disorder. I think what people sort of miss is, and what I found as a practitioner, what's always problematic is people look at, let's say, substance use. If someone's, you know, addicted to a particular substance, let's say it's cocaine, just mm-hmm. as an example, all they think about really when they're looking at this person is that drug. They don't think about where the person is really at, how they got to this point.
Right, the drug's the problem.
The drug is the problem. The drug is a symptom of the problem. If you have an eating disorder, food is not the problem. There's an issue that's leading to the misuse and disordered eating of the food. The food's an inanimate object, basically.
We pray.
We pray, you know, and depending on how, if we're vegan.
Sometimes it seems to come alive.
Sometimes it seems to come alive. Some places maybe undercook a little bit. But I think people have to sort of get themselves a little help. So if you have an addicted family member, let's just say if someone does, I think this what they really need to know is get yourself the help. First, get yourself some education. That way you have some wherewithal and you have some perspective of what's really going on. Because, you know, we know about all the, you know, the shaming of the addict, you know, the person who's having the difficulty per se.
And, you know, the reality is, like, I know for a fact all of our sponsors that deal with treatment of any way, shape, or form offer a free consultation.
That's right.
It's standard procedure.
Treatment centers do that. They usually do an assessment. You know, Dr. Lisa was talking about the assessment process. You know, the assessment process is really important because that's where people figure out what's really going on. You know, the family will tell you he's using this or she's using that and this drug and that drug and there's the eating, there's laxative, all these different things. But what you really see if you take a close look, is what drove it to this point. And Dr. Lisa had mentioned, you know, with a lot of eating disorders, what comes up is, you know, a lot of people have gone through, there's trauma.
There's unresolved trauma. We know it in, you know, in the addiction community and in addiction treatment. Mm-hmm. The same is the case in eating disorder treatment. There may be events that led to this point.
And even though, from my amateur opinion here, it generally kind of manifests itself in the form of fear of one shape or form.
Absolutely. So what? That's right. So it becomes fear, and what happens? The person turns around. At some point, the only way to protect oneself mm-hmm. from all the overwhelming feelings, self-medicate.
Right.
Self-medicate. And we know this country is...
Flying on that plane, you're sure is going to crash. You better have another drink.
Exactly. And we have more of it now than ever before. But I think people really need to take a step back and get comfortable with whatever they need to say, because they may have to say it, and they may have to strengthen themselves in order to say it.
Now, I have observed this. If you're out there, it doesn't matter who you are. Everybody kind of looks to everybody else to be the leader on this, whether mother or it should be father's job to identify this. Sometimes it's a sister. Sometimes it's the mother. Sometimes it's the person themselves struggling. But someone's got to stand up to the plate sooner or later.
Somebody's got to get out of denial.
And you know what? And it doesn't matter who it is.
No.
It can be a younger sibling I've seen in many cases. I'm sure you have.
I definitely have. I've seen in a handful of families where the youngest sibling child...
That tells it like it is.
Tells it like it is not afraid to speak their mind and has got a great level of emotional development for a young age and are able to do that. And I think what a lot of people get away from, and this is really one of the biggest problems I find, at least, you know, one thing I certainly learned in becoming a professional, most people don't really understand. When you have a substance use disorder or substance abuse disorder, if you have an eating disorder, very often, not always, very often, when it really kicked in, mm-hmm. the use or the disorder, emotional development often stays right about that age. So we see very often now, I've certainly at this point, I hear more stories about 10 to 12-year-olds who are drinking, smoking pot, smoking cigarettes. Emotional development, once you really kick in those things, it stops right about then.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is as these kids get older and they're still using, you know, so they get to 18, 20, and the parent doesn't realize because they haven't taken the step back to get enough help is, I've got a 20-year-old, but they sound like a 10-year-old, and they act like one, and they cannot figure out why.
And they literally are.
And they literally are.
This is not some kind of defense mechanism. This is how their brains are thinking. And it is hard to understand.
It is.
And it can be translated into, oh, they're just lazy. There's a bunch of different labels.
And that's where all the shaming process comes in. So what happens? It just makes everything worse. Because if you have someone who's acting like a 10-year-old, mm-hmm. you may have to deal with them on a level of a 10-year-old. Expecting just because they look like they're 20 doesn't mean they are 20.
Now, the good news is it's not necessarily always stunted for life. I mean, progress.
No, hardly. I think that's the thing now I think that people need to understand. And we want to remind you, if you want to call in and ask questions, we're at 1-888-565-1470. Again, 1-888-565-1470. It can catch up. The longer you go, the longer it may take. But I think parents need to be there and intervene early. Because one of the things that really goes, and this goes back to everything else we're discussing today, is motivation. People do not understand. Motivation is a growth process for anybody, adults, you name it, across the board. And that's where people are missing out. They don't understand why